You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
Hello. Today, I want to explore healthcare in the state of South Carolina. And the reason why is because we have some serious issues in the state of South Carolina in regards to healthcare for our citizens. We all know the Hippocratic Oath of do no harm. Unfortunately, today, in my state of South Carolina, the members of our House and Senate are not really following this oath as well as they could. And that's really not good for any of us. Now, as a nurse, I have had over 35 years working in the fields of not only research, but oncology, pediatrics, cardiology, and for a bit of time, I was a school nurse. So let me just refresh your memory if you are listening to this podcast and you have no healthcare background. Oncology is the branch of medicine that deals with the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of cancer. Pediatrics is the branch that involves the medical care of infants, children, and adolescents. And cardiology is the branch of medicine that deals with the disorders of the heart, as well as some parts of the circulatory system. Now, I also mentioned that I was a school nurse, and I know from that experience that supporting the students and their success by providing healthcare through assessment, intervention, and follow-up should be occurring for all children within the school setting, especially when many of those children live in rural areas and are hard-pressed to have good care. If you provide those kids with a better outcome as they grow into adulthood, they will become more productive members of society. So needless to say, I know my way around the body and medicine and how it works and how it doesn't. And today, for the young and the elderly, and even the rest of us in the state of South Carolina, it is that understanding that brings me here today to ask you to consider and help me in making access to affordable healthcare and better healthcare available for all of South Carolinians. Now, I no longer walk the halls providing care to patients directly face-to-face. Bedside, not my thing anymore. But I will tell you that in the consulting business that I do, working around the country in healthcare compliance, I am pretty aware of what is going on in hospitals around the country. We have strengths and weaknesses, and in South Carolina, we need to really evaluate those and make sure that the weaknesses don't outweigh the strengths. Watching what has happened over the past 9 months has transpired into a healthcare pandemic issue that troubles me, and it should trouble you, because in some ways it is out of proportion with what should be going on. Now, I have to tell you a bit of bad news if you are from South Carolina and you are listening to this podcast. South Carolina continues to have one of the lowest rankings and overall health statistics in the country. We are 43rd out of 50th. And as one of the worst states for healthcare in the country, South Carolina is only better in healthcare costs and access and outcomes than the states of Georgia, Louisiana, Alabama, North Carolina, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee. Now, I have lived in three of those states, but it doesn't make me feel any better as to where we are in South Carolina since I've lived here for over 10 years now. So in our little bit of time together, I'd like to talk about a few things that we could all do to help our state to move to being a top-tier healthcare state. We need to look at our current legislative and regulatory priorities that threaten our well-being and quality of life. I think it is incumbent on all of us to figure out who is helping set the rules and making issues a priority with regard to healthcare in South Carolina. And as hard as that may be, we need to take back our healthcare and make it work better. So instead of being at the bottom, we could lead the nation in health statistics and together face challenges that come to us, create opportunities, and mobilize future health outcomes for the citizens of our state. So a few years ago, I began to consider what I could do to help make an impact as a citizen advocate and champion on healthcare issues. And it just so happened that while I was mulling this issue over, because I see it every day across the country, and I know after seeing some of the things I've seen, we could do better here in South Carolina. I had the opportunity to attend a Nurse in Washington program put on by the Oncology Nursing Society. It was that opportunity that opened my eyes to the fact that many of the policymakers and government officials simply do not understand the real challenges that people face in regards to healthcare. That is why, as someone who cares about the well-being of friends and family, we need to be on top of the current legislative and regulatory priorities at our state house and know what they are doing. Unless someone who understands how this system works is really watching the legislation on the healthcare issues that are keeping the state of South Carolina back, we will not move forward by our legislators who, with all due respect, really have no background or a deep understanding of the crisis that we are in with regards to healthcare. I want us to realize that the people in Columbia aren't bad people. They just do not know what they do not know. And we need to reverse the slide in this state, in sickness and poverty of the mind, body, and spirit that it brings in regards to how bad our healthcare truly is. It is the small, serious challenges that some of you might be facing, whether it's a lack of care or high prescription drug prices, or not being able to get a prescription because it is limited on your healthcare insurance, or simply being able to communicate with your healthcare provider. And unfortunately, during the pandemic, the telehealth barriers were huge in our state. Now, what does that mean? We need to think about mobile health, digital health, the challenges that people had when the pandemic hit and they couldn't leave their house. We had network adequacy issues and the lack of broadband across the state. Now, I've heard that this is a priority of the governor at this point in time. Why did it take the pandemic to get us to that point? This is one of the many things that can be and should be introduced into our legislature members of South Carolina. We need these things, such as telehealth and broadband, to get off of their desk and up for a vote. Because right now, with the legislative session starting, some of these things are utterly life-threatening for some of our members and state citizens of South Carolina. We need to think about the health systems that we have and the environment that we are in. We need to understand that being able to do things electronically are the wave of the future. And right now in the state of South Carolina, we have problems with interoperability because of a lack of the internet and broadband for patients to access strong healthcare. Now, there are other things that are problematic in South Carolina. Telehealth and the use of medical information about a patient being exchanged via electronic communication is important. Those interactive telecommunications are how we are doing consultations, diagnosis, and treatment as a result of the pandemic. South Carolina has some limitations in those areas. We need to look at what those limitations are and how to make it easier for those types of services to be provided to patients across the state. Secondly, over the past several years, all of us have seen an increase in our prescription drug prices. And I bet you, as a consumer, are not fully aware of some of the drug disparity that is happening. Certain drugs are not available to all patients. And during COVID, there was a huge issue in drugs that could only be given by IV, which could be given by mouth, but they were not readily covered by insurance for cancer patients. Currently, IV treatments are categorized as a medical benefit, and oral treatments are part of a person's prescription drug benefit. because of the way prescription, the drug benefit plans work, the insurer has the ability to pass on the cost to patients, which happened during COVID. A drug parity act in the state of South Carolina would ensure that you and your family have insurance coverage for both IV and oral. Consider that South Carolina is only one of seven states that has not passed legislation within their borders to cover cancer treatments equally. We need our lawmakers to require health insurance companies to cover the cost of oral cancer drugs in the same way they cover the cost of IV or injectable drugs. Because as we prep for another future disaster, we need to think about the lack of access that we had during the pandemic of COVID. When a patient or a patient's family realizes they may have a higher out-of-pocket cost or have no access to the care at all because of drug parity, it becomes a crisis. And it may be too late at that point. We need to broaden state laws to empower our pharmacists to substitute drugs that could promote continuity of therapy and reduce cost. We need to think about the barriers that we have for genetic substitution for small molecule drugs. When you combine all of that with the cost of necessary medication for, as an example, diabetes, the cost can be out of control. Pharmacy benefits are currently under huge scrutiny. Why? Because we see generic drugs not being made available sometimes or even known to the patient. We have to get a handle on things like this. As a result of glaring disparities in health and economic outcomes that have been brought to the forefront by the pandemic over the past few months, payers and providers need to review expanding access to more affordable healthcare services and address the social determinants of health. And in particular, the digital divide of healthcare. Because these digital solutions that we have now, or virtual or telehealth, will help healthcare organizations implement care faster and offer care at a greater expansion. And we also have to realize that we need to put some emphasis on mental health and its integration into physical health. And particularly due to COVID, the exacerbation of the mental health challenges facing our residents in the state of South Carolina. We need the industry and the legislature to confront the shortage of mental health clinicians and identify ways to expand provider capacity, which may be looking at digital resources such as teletherapy and telehealth. We have long-standing challenges that face us. We have long wait times. We have lack of affordability, lack of good care. But if we look at these digitally enabled care models that have come about as a result of COVID, we might actually be able to provide better treatment. One last area that I want to mention, and it's because my husband was a nurse anesthetist. We are one of the few states in the country now that require physician supervision of certified registered nurse anesthetists. These are nurses who provide care in the anesthesia department of a hospital. We must push forward the removal of physician supervision in the state of South Carolina. It will help us to be able to provide more care in rural areas, and it will help with the cost. 38 states have better rules around CRNAs. Why are we behind? Why? If we took the supervision off of CRNAs, we might be able to provide more essential health care in some of the rural hospitals in areas such as surgery, labor and delivery, trauma, and pain management. It may lower costs for you and me in the long run. Let's take control of our health in the state of South Carolina. Now, I'm a person of action, and I want to create an open door policy with people who understand diseases and what happens when we don't have access to the care or drugs we need. I want to help those who have mental health issues by requiring insurance in our state to cover all mental health care, including telemedicine. I don't want us to rank in the top 10 of the worst states in the country. I want us to have better access to insurance, better access to treatment, quality care, and be creative in our cost analysis and economics for the healthcare in our state. If you need help in understanding what I'm talking about, or you have thoughts on this area, please reach out to me. We can work together for a healthy South Carolina. Thank you, and I'll see you next time on Kelly to the Core.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.